opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Jolene Green. Y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know who Dolly was singing to. She's singing to me. Me and Dolly, after that moment, we have an affinity. We're going to talk a little bit about Dolly Parton's life. Just in a moment, just a little bit. But before then, have you heard the news? Afternoons are going to be sounding very different on Guardian Radio. Premiering next Monday, Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday to Thursday. And on Fridays, Talk to Me with Gabby McKenzie Enius, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. beginning Friday, September 4th. And coming to Sundays, beginning September 6th, Anku Sarah is Unplugged from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting news about our fall lineup here on Guardian 96.9 FM. Good morning, good morning. We're going to be talking headlines this morning. What's been in the news? The school results, BPL stories, but then our favorite auntie, I guess our favorite auntie next to Betty White, our two favorite aunties, but our favorite auntie, Dolly Parton, has passed away. I know Dolly Parton from that song, 9 to 5. That movie, like it changed my life. It showed me a perspective, right, about working women. And at the time, like, in living in the Bahamas, women were working, right? Women were working. But when I saw those women putting on the tennis shoes to walk to work and slipping on their heels when they got to work. Like that moment, like the opening of the film, was so powerful. But Dolly Parton's life is perhaps far more powerful than any of us could have imagined, far more impactful than any of us could have imagined. Yesterday, I saw a small tribute to Dolly Parton, and it basically captioned, Dolly Parton could have been a billionaire, but she didn't want to. And one of the things Dolly Parton did with her money is she ran a nationwide literacy campaign. And if you signed up, if you put your name and your address on the mailing list, once a month, Dolly Parton would send, the foundation, the campaign, would send a children's book to your home. And I think she may have been instrumental in creating the books and producing the books as well as distributing them. And they've impacted the lives of thousands and thousands, if not millions, of American children trying to reinforce literacy and the importance of literacy in American children. That in and of itself, such a powerful, powerful act. And Dolly Parton could have been a billionaire, but she's done a whole lot more important things with her money. Next, I want to say good morning. A shout out to the Health and Wellness Unit. A shout out to the Health and Wellness Unit in the Ministry of Health and Wellness. I popped into Harbor Bay yesterday, and they were hosting a, I could call it a fit check to confuse the young children. But no, they were doing a health screenings in Harbor Bay Plaza. So when you're moving throughout Nassau, keep your eyes open. You may pop up on an opportunity. You may pop up on an opportunity to get a health screening. And it was such a, as a word for it, fortuitous. As I was leaving the plaza, someone I know, one of the nurses, shouted out, "Hey, Green, where you going? Come get your blood pressure checked." Little did she know that was exactly what I needed in the moment. I was about to blow a gasket. Even the cool AC in Fresh Market could not cool me down yesterday. But that little health screening did. But let me tell you why I was so upset. You see, after hearing the news of the trailer, the large truck and trailer that turned over yesterday, I had the most amazing experience in town. But before we get there, I did almost forget. I got to send a shout out to Takiya Ramming. Takiya Ramming, where are you? I miss you. Anyway, Takiya says she's one of the show's biggest fans. In fact, she loved this station. Good morning, Ms. Ramming. I would have sent the shout out earlier, but I'm still recovering from my BPL weekend. The young people just have Cooler Fed weekend and Carnival weekend. I'm still recovering from BPL weekend. But back to yesterday's excitement. So I'm on East Street, heading towards Bay Street. The light is red. I could see, I'm close enough to the intersection to see that the light is red, right? Traffic moves, but for some reason it's dodged and I can't clear the intersection. I am at the light now and the light is red, which means my car's at a complete stop. And then a gentleman in an orange and yellow vest pops into the road, like Bay Street proper, into the intersection, and he's shouting at the cars on East Street to go, to proceed on their red light. So I inched up a little bit to see if there was a heavy equipment. Bay Street is in a state of construction, various projects. So there could always be extremely large vehicle, extra large commercial vehicle on the road. So I thought, okay, maybe this guy is a part of the team and he's popped out of the vehicle to let traffic know that they have to engage in an extraordinary action, maybe to make a wide turn to go onto the port. Something. This gentleman was barking at the cars on the red light to run the red light. Was there a large vehicle on Bay Street attempting to maneuver into a difficult spot? No. Was there a police officer that we could not see that was actually directing us to come out the corner on the red light and the gentleman in the vest was assisting us? No. This gentleman in a red and yellow, orange and yellow vest decided that he was going to deputize himself a police officer in that moment and tell us to run the red light. See, I don't know. I'm not certain if the powers that be understand the extent to which their dereliction in traffic enforcement is causing chaos in the country. A man with no affiliation to the police force at all. He don't even have on black pants. He don't even have on pants with a stripe. He ain't wearing all white. He ain't even in a brown Dickies suit going to the people them wedding. "Hey, uncle, how you doing? We had a good time that day." No, this is just an ordinary person who thought that they had enough sense to take over the job of the police. Why would you be telling us to run the red light? Because there's no traffic coming on Bay Street? Dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, these are the people. These are the people that you're supposed to be protecting us from. The man He barked at us to the point where the bus driver behind me shouted back at him, "Our light is red. What you doing?" And then as soon as the light turned green, he started barking at me. That's how I know the bus driver don't have good sense. But he had enough sense to know that this random man in the road was doing foolishness. Now imagine if it was an elderly driver, you know, somebody in the 70s and the 80s who easily startled. Right, they're easily startled, but they still insist on driving car. What if it was one of them? And what if one of them ran the red light and ended up hitting a pedestrian? Because the pedestrian is following the traffic controls. What if? You know what the most amazing part is? Central Police Station is right there. From Government House, Eastern Entrance, straight down to East Street and Bay Street intersection, I could collect $5,000 in fines every day. Just on two trips. Back and forth. $5,000 in fines every day. Right on that route. But every day. In fact, yesterday, the blue car run the stop sign in front of the police who had just gotten out of their car to assess the cars that had parked illegally on East Hill Street. The person run the stop sign right in front of the police. Are you aware of the extent to which your refusal to follow and enforce traffic controls is at the root of the chaos taking place in the country? See, I know y'all are not taking it seriously enough, because yesterday, the Attorney General, he remarked and said, "Why y'all young people just don't stop engaging in this foolishness, like big guns and shootouts in the middle of the road where people are just hanging out, right? Like raping young people, children, the elderly and vulnerable people is just foolishness. Why y'all don't stop engaging in this foolishness?" The problem is y'all are not taking your job seriously enough. How could it be? Like if you had said antisocial behavior, perhaps it would have resonated differently. But you expose yourself through the language that you use. Everybody is talking about what appears to be a spike in sexual violence in the country. Do you remember the Eyewitness News article posted on April 1st, 2022. The fact that it was posted on April 1st made me think it was an April Fool's joke. We're going to get to the former Minister of National Security, current Attorney General's comments on April 1st, 2022 in a moment. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you doing?
What I'm calling for is we can't hear y'all in South Beach.
You can't hear us.
All we get in is Alvanta Starks, and I could barely hear you whispering something, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay,
I need you. I don't know if you get your engineers to check that out, man.
Man, look here. I shouting loud so they could hear me. I suspect that a number of towers have been damaged by the surges and power outages, right?
Okay, so we can't hear nothing out this way.
Please.
I hope somebody else would call in and let y'all know, too, because we can't hear that. You know, you have the best show in the morning. I want to listen to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle.
Okay.
I can let them know. You juice me up. I can let them know. I can start rowing. But
okay,
I suspect.
If I put my hand on the radio, I could hear you.
Okay.
So I don't know if I get Magnet Mahan. I don't know.
But if you know how hot I've been, upset I've been over the last few days, that's God saying, put a hand on her, even through the radio. And I thank you for that.
Yeah,
man.
But okay, I'll try to see what I can do, but we can hardly hear you.
All right, I can let the team know.
Yes.
I shall let them know.
Please.
These power outages are impacting everything and everybody. Morning, Aaron. Why Fred Mitchell saying he nor the PS knew anything about the government insurance situation when we was talking about that for almost a month shows they are not in tune with anything going on in their ministries nor this country. No, Mr. Mitchell was making... It's a specific word. It's a tertiary level, right? But he's making a technical point. As the Minister of Foreign Affairs, unless the insurance issue impacts staff at Foreign Affairs, he would not necessarily be formally informed of the matter, right? So that's like, it's not just politician speak, that's government speak, right? That formally, technically, procedurally, we are unaware of the matter because it does not fall under our purview. That's also another way of saying that I do not have the authority to speak on it, right, based on where I am located in the government system. I would check Mr. Mitchell's voice notes, though, because see, that's the, I'm sure that's Mr. Mitchell, Minister of Foreign Affairs, telling you that. But you go check the voice notes. The chairman of the PLP knows everything. I would go and review his voice notes to determine whether he has spoken about the matter at all. And then I would begin my inquiry from that point. Texter, good day. Please play Love Isn't Free by Dolly Parton, since we are remembering her love. I love this song because it reminds us that progress isn't free. Plus, the police don't work for us. They are to protect and serve the royals. Bahamians are important, but not royalty. You know, it's not an unfair critique. Every day, people are left wondering, well, what exactly is the police force's mandate? You know? What exactly are they supposed to be doing? What are they supposed to be focused on? He said he is in charge of immigration as well. Oh, right, you're right. Those immigration officers are the ones who were complaining for over a month. Ah, absolutely. What about Pickstock? You ask Pickstock? Pickstock want to be the king of immigration. He want to be the king of immigration. Pickstock, I prepare you. I can't remind you because I don't think I ever said it before, but I prepare you. You see what happened to Mr. Strawn, right? Be careful. Be careful when you're making speeches on the back of, on the side of immigration buses. It does not necessarily fare well for anybody, migrants and ministers alike. All right, so the reason why I stuck on traffic this morning, that story, the reason why that upset me so much is because of yesterday's traffic incident, right? Mack truck overturns. A Mack truck heading west on Tawny William Darling Highway overturned near the Esso gas station Tuesday morning. While police opted not to speak on the incident, how could you not? Eyewitness says the truck was exiting. Eyewitnesses say the truck was exiting the roundabout onto the highway when it ran off the road, onto the sidewalk, and overturned. No injuries have yet been reported, and there were no clear signs of injuries at the scene. I can't imagine why the police opted not to speak on the incident. You see, that accident right there had the potential to impact many, many lives. Far more than just the truck driver, the people who own the truck, the people who own the item that was being transported on the truck, right? That trailer and what was on it partially protruding into the road. It could have slid right into the road. It could have landed on somebody's vehicle. It could have collided into or landed on pedestrians who we expect to be on sidewalks. That's why it is so important. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Morning, how you do?
You missed one of the cut-off.
Mm-hmm.
You see where that landed? That landed in a gas station yard.
Yeah.
That could have landed on a car parked receiving gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a generator.
Mm-hmm.
What possibly, I mean, imagine what the catastrophe would have been had that collided in one of those tanks and caused an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
That landed across the street from a school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much possibilities.
Yeah.
And yet they don't want to speak on it.
I am still stunned. That's the part that stunned me, that they opted not to speak on the incident.
See, I passed there, you know, but I passed there right after the incident happened, and I saw the truck on its side. I saw the big whatever that thing was that was in the gas station yard.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God I was on the opposite side heading east.
Yeah.
You know, that was something to see, because I was saying that the person might have died, because look at all the windows was broken out of that truck.
Yeah. Were they belted into the truck properly? I doubt it. I could tell you the number of trucks I see and drivers are not, they don't have on a seatbelt. But the most, you know, the most disturbing thing is, even more disturbing than when you watch them walk out of the big truck and realize they only have on Crocs, they only have on slippers.
Yeah.
Is that they are constantly driving with their cell phone in their hands. I don't understand.
I don't want to speak on it. So, like you was talking about Mackie and Shirley Street there. These space police, I watched the police pass so much infractions.
Yeah.
So much infractions. And sometimes I'd be there and I'd be like, geez, the police need to catch you. And then the police pass and just continue on their way as if they didn't see it.
Listen, I want to talk about the school results, right? Some of the school results in a moment. Because we can blame, a lot of people can say, oh, the children are dumb. And I am here today to say that the system is dumb, right? And the system has obviously been producing people that are not, that do not have the capacity to do a simple thing like operate a motor vehicle properly. Do you know how many people come south on Mackie Street in the westbound lane, right? And you know you cannot see this traffic signal on the straightaway. You can only see the traffic signal as you're approaching the curve to the right,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I want you to know how many taxi drivers and how many commercial and corporate drivers, right? They either pick up speed or maintain a high rate of speed because they don't intend on stopping.
But then guess what? Even for the taxi drivers, now I know that the verges there need to be shaved back because that is blocking it somewhat until you reach right on it. However, the taxi drivers, you traverse that portion of the street on a regular basis. They know that light is there.
Exactly.
They know they should be slowing down, coming around that curve just to find out if the light's green or whatever. But they don't.
And you know who
they just don't care because nobody holds them responsible.
You know
nobody holds them. No police has ever, as long as you've been speaking on that, no police, I have never seen a police there to say, let me just park right here on the western end after you turn the curve just to see who will run out here and then catch them red-handed.
You keep the motorbikes. You keep the motorbikes further west.
That's what they're doing. There's park in a blind spot where you can't see them until after you done do your damage.
Yeah.
And they catch you.
Yeah.
You understand me? These police, they act like they don't know these things. I don't know if I refuse to say that they don't care. Because they are bohemians, their families use these streets. If one of their families get injured or worse from somebody running, and they do that daily, Aaron, daily, with no care, no concern.
Yeah. Thank you, caller. Thank you, cousin. One of the biggest culprits are large, very large vehicles, the trailers, like the ones we've seen in the incident yesterday. Not all drivers are bad drivers. Those who are good drivers know they're good drivers. And then there are company owners who know that they have good drivers, but they need to encourage them to maintain discipline. Right? But there are too many of those large trucks. Let's prep the call I'm coming to you right now. Too many of those large trucks speed up to the Mackie Street intersection, knowing that cars will defer to them if they're speeding through the intersection and don't have enough time to stop. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Martin Fox, how are you doing?
I good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, I just want the nation to know that you were absolutely, the first story you told, you were 100% correct on that. I was walking downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see this lady, she just looked like Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, Fox, what you doing? Then all I hear is, move the car. That was you trying to tell me that was not a police officer?
No, that wasn't a police officer.
Wow. Second thing I will make a note on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really surprised at what took place with that generator? As bad as we drive, right? As much as we don't care when we drive on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just press gas. We just jump in the car and just press gas. That's about it. Mm-hmm. No thought involved. No thinking. Nothing. So you really surprised what took place?
No.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that the police opted to not speak on the incident. That's what I'm surprised about, right? That's what I'm surprised about. Now, there are reasons why, there are things that you cannot necessarily say up front. There are reasons why there's a reason why you have a press communication officer, right? Because they have to discern in the moment what information is relevant or what information is appropriate to share in this moment and what information, if shared at this moment, may disrupt or become dysfunctional, mess up your investigation, right? So there are times when we understand there's, like, you could even see it in the footage, but the police officers cannot acknowledge it formally or have not spoken on it, but there's a specific reason. But there are things here that the police officers could say. It's just like, you know what it's like? You know when you go to a funeral, right? And you're going to celebrate the life of your family and friends, right? And you do the sermon, you know, you do the tributes, the songs, the family members speak. And then you eulogize the person, and then the pastor gives a sermon. And the pastor is basically using the energy of the moment as an opportunity to draw you closer to Christ. In fact, they're using your sentiments, your fear of death, to sort of force upon you this need to commit your life to Christ. Ain't you scared of dying? You need to commit your life to Christ right now. That's what the police were supposed to do. That's why they're supposed to speak right on the incident, because people are focused on it and they scared of dying in a situation like that. So they're going to listen to you to make sure they know what to do to prevent something like that happening to them.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. What was your views about the Inland Revenue rate making everyone have a TIN number opposed to just business people? What's your views on that?
Okay, see, I had planned on talking about that tomorrow. I got to... we can talk about it now because I got a switch up. I haven't delved deeply into the article, right? But when I read yesterday, anybody who does business with the Bahamian government... See, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. What do you mean anybody who does business with the Bahamian government? Is that how you, does that mean what you telling me, that every citizen have to have a BIN, just like an NIB number? Because why do I need a BIN if I have an NIB number? And anybody working in the Bahamas has to have an NIB number. So anybody doing business with the government would have an NIB number. So why do I need a BIN number?
Yeah, that's a little crazy. But enjoy your day, though.
Yeah, man, I can now. Now I got to pay another level of tax. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Gwen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, with the caller about the truck incident yesterday.
Yes.
You know, I remember one time there was someone on social media going around on State Avenue North.
Mm-hmm.
Where the officers parked at a gas station I don't want to call the name, but the gas station.
Yeah, one of the gas stations there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on E1 East, not the new one. And they were hiding behind a block, and anybody who tried to make a double lane or not Fifth Avenue North lane, they would tell them, they would catch them and alert them, and they do it, and then put them in the back. And they had a lot of people did that, but you know, some of our lawyers, they can get away with that. Then there's a situation in our legal system called entrapment. You know, you aware of that?
Yeah.
And I like the idea, but then you gotta be careful with that entrapment, because then you forcing people to do what you think they will do.
I ain't forcing you to do nothing. You follow the rules of the road.
But if you look at entrapment, you look at how it works.
No,
yes,
see,
you know I'm going to do that.
When I think about entrapment, right? When I think about entrapment, I think about the boy coming to me and saying, hey, you want to deal some drugs? I said, bro, I don't know nothing about no drugs. I don't even like the doctor. And they, you know, they ply me with you know, the same way that men beg for sex. And they hound you. And then you finally say, okay, well, since, you know, I could do it. And then he turned around and say, well, I'm the police and now I got you. That's entrapment, because the person with the police is the person with the idea. The police is the person with the drugs. The police is the person with the plane. The police is the person with the boat. The police is the person with the connections. Right? All I was is bored and stupid. Now, when we talk about traffic, I'm not a lawyer. But I do not think that police officers posted observing whether people are, observing traffic and then acting when they observe an infraction. I don't think that we could call that entrapment.
Okay, and I like your explanation of it. But put it like this, remember, I think it happened before with police. I think it's against the law to have a roadblock.
Right.
But so they call it something else. They call it...
Right, so what is, there's a constitutional issue, I think, with roadblocks, and you have to announce the purpose of the roadblock, right?
Yeah.
So they're using a different mechanism called a road check.
A road, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. So when I saw that flyer, because I wanted to talk about that article, Commissioner Leaked Police Plan Helped Criminals Evade Officers, right? The first thing I saw was a flyer, and I thought, is this a roadblock? Like, are they trying to get around the rules for roadblocks by announcing it by putting out a flyer? So I just watched the scene, and then in a WhatsApp group I'm in, that there are some senior members of government in, and senior members of the civil service, somebody shared the one page of the memo, right?
Yes, sir.
And I thought, okay, no, this is not... The flyer was not supposed to be posted. Like, whoever created that flyer, they weren't supposed to create that flyer.
Yeah. So you didn't, according to the commission, we said the leak, so they get the leak information and put it in a flyer?
Somebody turned the information into a flyer, but here's the problem. We cannot necessarily attribute malice yet, because some young police officer, use the ingenuity and say, hey, we need to get this message out to police officers as quickly as possible. Let's make a flyer and then circulate it through our police WhatsApp channels. Because the expectation is that anything shared on these channels will not be shared with anybody that's not on these channels. That's the expectation. There's an
expectation.
Right? And so it's possible that somebody say, man, I know my peers don't read. And when they see, it's not just that they don't read. When they see lengthy documents, they just scan it and throw it aside. Let me just make a flyer and share the information amongst officers as quickly as possible. And then somebody didn't, and then somebody inadvertently shared it. Somebody said to me, right now, a police officer shared it with his wife because his wife don't believe him. When he say he have extra duty, she believe he be doing ghost moving, right? So he shared the flyer with her to say, baby, I ain't lying to you. This is a police action, right? And then the partner, the wife, went and shared it with other people. But I want to say to whoever leaked that information, why y'all don't leak the crime reports onto the crime report page on the police force website? Just leak it onto the crime report page, since somebody have a predilection for leaking in there. Somebody like to leak information in the police.
And when you mentioned the junior police officers, I feel like that type of sensitive information, that's for the executive, so that would have not been enough. I like the last response here, like somebody's wife. They said it was somebody's wife, and then she was within the media center.
Yeah.
Thank you for my contribution, ma'am.
No, but thank you for your contribution. Thank you very much. Right? And so it speaks to police culture and perhaps a devolution of police culture. One thing is certain. We know that the family members of police officers really don't understand the assignment. Not everybody, of course. They're handfuls. It's a minority. But they don't understand the assignment, what it means to be related to a police officer. The whole landscape has changed. I still live my life like, do you remember what it means to be the daughter of a PS and a customs officer? That don't mean I was the best person. That don't mean I was well behaved. It just meant that my actions were always measured by that, because that was always in my head. Here's a text. Morning, Aaron. That truck was in the gas station yard when it flipped over, not in the roundabout. Yeah, we know that. We know it wasn't in the roundabout. But you see the size of the vehicle? Did you see the footage of the tip when the vehicle tipped? The weight and the force and how easily that vehicle could have slid onto the highway? We're still not certain how the truck ended up in the gas station yard. Was the truck unable to slow its speed because it expected traffic to flow in front of it? And as opposed to pushing, ramming 5, 6, 12 cars onto the roundabout, he decided to cut into the gas station, hoping to be able to slow down? Or did he forget that he was in a large commercial vehicle and think he could slide through the gas station like many, many, many road users do on a regular basis with no regard for the activity that's taking place in the gas station? Here's another text. Good morning. You mean to tell me that the great Fred Mitchell, the smartest man in the Bahamas, does not know anything about the government's collapsed health insurance? Has it collapsed? A matter that was first reported in the media in February 2025. Once again, my audience, you have to learn. See, you got to be literate, right? We're going to talk about literacy in a minute. You're literate when you leave high school. When they say you're literate and you leave in high school, they're really talking about like a sixth grade level, you know. Or a ninth grade level. Are you literate in political speak? Are you literate in legalese? Are you literate in car mechanic ease? Right? Do you understand the language, the words that are being used in the context? The words in the context that they're being used, right? You just got to pay attention. It says, NIB is working for individuals. Not everybody works, but everybody who works has to have an NIB. A stay-at-home mother, the BIN, will become the national identity number. No, everybody has an NIB. Contributions are for people who work. Children get an NIB number. Retirees have an NIB number. Y'all, I know very little about NIB, but I know that. Text says, I don't believe the flyer interrupted anything. The police have been doing roadblocks for decades, and yet they can't stop the drugs, the guns, or the senior officers getting indicted for facilitating the Colombian drug cartel and giving details. Why you all just say things like this? How you know what you know? Because I know nothing about Colombian drug cartel. I don't know about no... You know all of that, Dexter. I don't know all of that. Here's another text. Here we go. Now, here's what the text says. For the life of me, I don't know why the commissioner of police, who has the biggest legal gang, yeah, that's why they have to be very careful with the gang legislation, because a gang is a group of people. Your church group could be a gang. Y'all like to use that rhetoric, gang for Jesus. Here we go. We continue with the text. Why the commissioner of police doesn't come out and say, as of September 1st, all drivers of vehicles have to have a copy of the license or digital copy and registration of vehicles, including insurance. We would be having road checks constantly at different locations. All motorbike users must have helmets, insurance, and plates attached front and back, or all vehicles will be towed at driver's expense. Okay, text. I tell you why I read the whole text, because the law already requires you now to have your driver's license on you, to have your insurance on you. Now, in terms of the title, I am not 1,000% certain that you must also have the title on you. But if you drive in a Honda, if you drive in a small car, if you drive in a rental, especially the rental, you should ask that the rental car company provides a copy of the title in case of a road check. Titles for rental car companies should have a designation that helps to prevent fraud. Somebody who rented the car using said title to sell it, right? There has to be an, and I'm saying this because it's my expectation of a real country, there should be a couple of procedures in place before you could sell a car with the rental plates, right? The VIN number should be attached to the business license, which would identify it as a rental car. And so a couple of other things should have to be in place before the car can be sold. Now, in terms of motorbike users, yeah, they must have helmets, insurance, and plates attached. But this whole, the license thing, that's already in law. And I don't know if you remember, we had a wave of road checks. I don't know what to call them. I don't want the powers to be offended when I say this, because sometimes they just, you get in your feelings and you don't actually hear what's being said. For the longest time now, police officers have been collecting road tax for the Ministry of Transport. Prior to this new term, it was the Ministry of Energy and Transport. They check in for license and insurance. That's Ministry of Transport business. That's all they're doing. Ministry of they're collecting tax for the Ministry of Transport. And they're not enforcing traffic controls. All right. Producer, let us go to a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to hit some headlines. Police officer who slapped man at game faces tribunal. An update on that incident at the Bahamas National Basketball Team event. Police to target truancy, disruptive parents, and warns children about edibles, and transport ministry to launch back-to-school road safety campaign. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity Personal Loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity Personal Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Boy, producer, you play this one. Okay, see? Baby, it's cold outside. That's Satchmo and Dolly Parton, right? Who? Oh, that's Rod Stewart. Boy, Rod could confuse the enemy. That was Rod Stewart, right? See, this song hits me in the feels because I know this song from when I was a little girl, right? But when you really pay attention to the lyrics of this song, right? Here's what I want you to do. First of all, you got to pretend to be a father, a daddy, and you have a girl child, right? And your girl child has called you to tell you she need a ride because it's late, it's snow out. I don't want to drive with him. He's had something to drink, right? And I'd like a ride. And while he's on the phone with his daughter, the boy starts singing to her about, you know, it's cold outside, you could stay. I need you to put yourself in the shoes of the father who is listening to this conversation take place between his daughter and her suitor, right? That's the perspective with which you need to listen to this song. On Friday, I wanted us to take some time to walk through the articles about sexual violence, sexual assault, and ask ourselves some questions, especially as we go walking into the school year, right? Because some of y'all like to walk into schoolyards. In fact, y'all waiting for school to start because it's something about a school uniform that excites you, right? So on Friday, we could talk about that a bit. Dolly Parton was a little problematic, you know, but I think toward the end, she just opened her heart and committed to anti-racist campaigns, committed to supporting people and love, and in particular, to supporting young people. I'm looking at this Guardian headline, government adds $700 million in debt. PM had projected a $75 million surplus, $4 billion added to national debt under PLP. And then I turn and I look at the Tribune headline. It says, math's passing rate simply not acceptable. Because you know why? Because you teach them PLP math, but they don't test the PLP math. Mr. Cooper, y'all teaching PLP math. The exam don't test the PLP math. That's why they can't make any sense of the exam questions. It's as simple as that. I've been trying to put these articles together all week, haven't had a chance to talk about it. But this one in particular is upsetting to me because in my daily interaction with Bahamians, I could tell that Bahamians have an affinity for numbers. They understand the language of numbers. They're not testing well in school, and they are not being taught in ways that they can, you know, jump into or that is accessible to them. Now, I was a bit disturbed with the suggestion that the boys alone, right? Like the boys alone. Here we go. From the article, Nassau Guardian, less than 6% get C or above in three core subjects, McCartney Russell, that's the director of education, said education officials have met with male teachers and other staff members to tackle the gap between female and male performances and figure out why boys are falling behind in national examinations. Quote, from that meeting, we were advised that we need to reform our curriculum so that our young men are engaged in more experiential opportunities, close quote, she said. Throw the whole thing away. I know I'm not even trying to be disrespectful. You know what would actually probably be a better solution as opposed to teaching the kids different things? Have we thought about all boys classes? Have we thought about that? Have we thought about classes with all boys? Right? Have we thought about the things outside of the classroom that sort of disrupt, that make it more difficult for young men to pay attention in class? Right? All the students need more experiential opportunities, not just the boys. That's where the critique is. Not that we shouldn't include more experiential opportunities. That's needed across the board. Girls and boys. Yeah? Girls and boys. I would start with figuring out whether we could have all-boy classes and all-girl classes. Certainly, increasing the number of men in schools is important. The number of male teachers, male administrators, males present in the school, that's important as well. Here's another thing. We need teachers, imposing. Their stature is imposing. But not because you are going to bully students. That's not what it's about, right? We need male teachers that are physically fit. You know how you get to a young man's mind? You show him that everything he thinks he can do better. You can do faster. You are stronger. The male students need more interactions with male teachers and male staff, administrators, executives, whatever, on the school campus. But we need teachers that when you send the kids out to run, the teacher runs with them. When you send the boys out to lift, the teacher lifts with them. See, that's when I tell y'all, female commissioner of police matters not to me as much as knowing that whoever the commissioner of police is, they could pick up two unruly police officers and clang them together like cymbals. Shake some sense of them like tambourine. A part of what's missing here is respect. You got to respect the students enough to show them that you are living this experience with them. That you have never asked them to do anything on any day that you are not prepared to do also. That's when the students begin to respect you. Because Bahamians have an affinity for numbers. That's not the problem. Anyway, producer, thank you. This is my favorite. The only song version better than this one is when Jay Mitchell does it. Because Bahamians do everything better than anybody. That's who we are. And all we got to do is recreate the environment that thousands of Bahamians have benefited from for the benefit of younger Bahamians. We don't need to be islands in the stream. We in this ocean together. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray is up next.
From one lover to another.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.